Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Sickler.
Ryan Sickler,
the
welcome.
The author of one of our favorite Dumb People Town bits, which is guy telling customer where the items are next to the cheese at a CVS. I was at a CVS today getting Halloween candy with my daughter, and I
right by the Miracle Mile, back by the motor on the mini Butterfingers.
The fun size Butterfingers.
Fun size.
Okay. Yeah. You know, over there by the condoms and the Crown Royal.
What?
I don't.
You do an hour of that. That's my new podcast.
By the Ace bandages and the coolers. You know, about the pantyhose and the guns. Nope, I don't know that.
I don't know that.
Well, that was one of our favorite bits ever. Episode 2 of this show.
Two.
So Ryan Sickler makes his triumphant return back to Dumb People Town. The world, I feel like, has gotten dumber since
we
second
started.
Episode
like
till
true.
Now.
I mean, in certain ways, it feels like 3-4 years ago.
Right? Doesn't that feel like
a
just
lot of dumb?
But you can do two smart things. One is listen to this show in its entirety, and the other is pick up your new comedy album, which is entitled...
Get a hold of yourself.
Get a hold of yourself.
Get a hold of yourself.
Get a hold
Which,
of
by
yourself.
The way, I
it's not just
say,
an album. It's a explain how people can get it.
Special.
Well, you can get it everywhere. You can get it on.
Get a hold of the special.
Get a hold of yourself.
You can get it on everywhere. You can get it. iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, my website, wherever. It'll be out there everywhere. You can get it. Get a
on
hold
the
of yourself. 20th.
November.
Go get it. Get it on iTunes. Rate and review it. I want the number one album in the country for at least 10 minutes.
Let's do it.
But the other bit that I love that I did with you guys way back before this was the shared driveway, which I will never yes. fucking forget about the two brothers fighting while a kid had tummy time.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
And we so talked good. About junk drawer scissors, yeah. And I used junk drawer scissors in this album off of us riffing off of that shared driveway bit.
Damn, that makes me
that.
So happy.
It's
I love
so
that.
Fucking, that it's shared so, driveway. I will never forget a shared driveway.
It is so, you know what I love about your comedy? I've been watching so many clips that you've been releasing on your Instagram, which I just love from various shows that you've been on. Right?
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah, it's just little, I just started getting... You know, I just had this Instagram following, which was nothing. And then when I was on the Rogan show, I saw like the jump and I was like, well, now I'm fucking, now I got to commit to it.
Yeah,
so
but
I've been
good.
Trying to stay steady committed and I've been loving it. Yeah,
I
took old clips
love
and,
it. Like there are just bits that this is how I know I love your comedy is I'll watch the bit. And I'll be like, I got to see it again. I got to see what you're doing again, because it's just, I don't know what it is. It speaks to so much of, you know, we grew up in the Midwest, grew up in St. Louis. I feel like St. Louis and Baltimore are the exact same size city. We had like the same sports teams, the same dynamics. Mm-hmm. It's like people who live there, grow up there, their parents grew up there and then stayed there.
Right.
So all the parents went to the same high schools that then...
And the bits are like stories that are deceptively, I'm not going to say simple, but there's a lot of layers in what you're doing.
In everything.
In all of it, which is why I love it. So the new...
I cannot wait
you.
For
this new
this
album. November 20th,
yep.
New special.
When this drops, it'll have been out for 3 days.
Okay.
Get a hold, so get of, get a hold of it.
Get a hold of yourself.
Get it now, please.
Get a hold of yourself. Let's try to get a hold of some stupidity, Dan.
Get a hold of yourself.
Let's get a hold of some stupidity.
All right. Here we go. This was sent in by Emerson at tall_man1977.
Love it. Tall man 1977.
He's got a lot of way about himself mm-hmm. in his own handle.
He knows
so you
who
know
he
when
is.
He was born.
It's you gotta be, right?
You know what he looks like.
Right.
Now we're gonna find out
and
what
you know
he
how he gender
what we don't
identifies.
Know and we what he thinks tall is.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
Know. He could be 5'9".
So again, we've said this.
Have you ever met somebody that was like, oh, I feel like I'm a tall guy. Like, how old are you? 5'8".
There, 5'8". One of our favorite bits that we've ever done on the Jim Rome show had to do, and we did it on like our podcast as well. We talked about it, had to have been
the Evander Holyfield Taco Bell commercial where he walks in and the person working in the register looks up at him and is like, whoa! Like whoa at his height.
Like elevator look.
Well, and the way they shot the person, it's like shooting up at Evander Holyfield. Now, Evander Holyfield is
shorter than Drew Brees.
5'11" Okay.
6 foot. Maybe.
Yes. Yeah. Like if someone was like, whoa, you're heavyweight champion of Vanderbilt, that's one thing. But like to look.
To say, whoa, like you're like, so our
Lennox
theory.
Lennox Lewis is 6'6".
Our right, theory yeah, was that yeah. they had Shaq for the commercial and like day of he backed out.
And so like, let's get.
He's B-roll coming
let's
in.
Get Evander Holyfield.
Let's get Evander Holyfield.
Get Evander Holyfield. And so they got Evander Holyfield and they're like, what are we going to rewrite this script?
Just shoot from a long angle, and no one's going to know how tall he is. You can Wikipedia. I'm going to look
at like, Evander Holyfield is an inch, maybe 2 inches. Dan, you're taller than Evander Holyfield.
I'm 6'2".
Right?
So you're a lot taller.
How tall are you?
5'10".
You're 5'10".
70 inches.
You are almost Evander Holyfield's height. So no one has ever looked at you,
no
Sickler,
one's ever looked
like,
up. Even my daughter doesn't look
what?
Up at me like, whoa, here he is.
They're saying he's 6'1". Still
no
way. Shorter than Dan. That's not... You don't look up at someone who's 6'1". You
can
don't.
Can I tell you a story about Manute Bol?
Yes. You both
speaking
definitely.
Of height, mm-hmm. so...
7'7".
I went to... Was it?
Mm-hmm. So this is for Tall Man 77.
Sure.
Tall Man. This might be Manute Bol. This might be Manute Bol. Manute Bol.
He's from the grave. He's from dead. The other side. Okay.
That's right. Yes. R.I.P. I went to one Bullets game the entire time I grew up in Maryland because they were the Bullets back then, but they were the worst team. They were... Every promo was, come see Michael Jordan and the Bulls play your Washington Bullets. It was always about
the other
who
team.
Was coming to town.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
And I went to one to see the Celtics play, and we got there early. And there was it's like a group of kids and stuff outside waiting for autographs and mm-hmm. stuff. And this Ford pickup, extended cab, pulls into the parking lot, and there's no one driving it. And all of us see it. We're looking, and there's no one in the driver's seat. We're like, what the fuck? That thing's driving itself.
Phantom
like, what's
Ford.
Going on?
Right.
And the car parks, and the back king cab door opens up, and Manute fucking Bol steps out.
So he's sitting in the
they
back
took
seat.
The front seat out, and he sat in the back
oh
seat and
my
drove
God.
That car.
That can't be legal.
It's not legal.
Because just the sight lines they build into a car... He's
it is not, legal.
No,
it's not legal.
And Dan just became 59 years old. That can't be legal.
I don't approve of the sight lines alone. You can't do it.
All right, let's
it
get
looked like me standing over a Matchbox car when he got out of that truck.
That's funny.
Whoa.
A Minneapolis man is accused of causing a disturbance while being intoxicated at a rural. How do you want to say Eau Claire?
Eau Claire, it's a northern town in Wisconsin.
So he was being intoxicated at a rural Eau Claire wedding reception, not ceremony. We made it through the ceremony.
People are gonna get fucked up at a reception. Am I right? Like that's what it is.
Almost every wedding I've been in, there's a part where like we'll get off the. So we've gone through the day. And the ceremony, and then we've gone through the photos, and we've gone through the party bus to get to the reception, where I, more than a few times, I've gotten off that bus, or like sat down after they welcome in the wedding party, and I'm like, I need to stop drinking.
Right.
Because you're too drunk.
That's unbelievable that you had the
drunk.
Foresight
yeah,
to be
right.
able to stop.
You're too drunk that early in the night.
You,
you know
see
what I mean?
What's ahead of you.
Because every wedding goes, there, at some point the wedding goes like this. What time do you think it is? 11:40?
8:20.
Yeah, it's 8:20.
4:30, guys.
It always does.
It's
every dawn. Wedding, every wedding feels like that. That you lose all
Dude,
scope
it's,
of time.
It's like guy who's never run marathon before who's running 8 minute miles and he's on mile 8 and everyone's like, dude, you better chill out.
Slow, right.
slow. You got 20.
Slow down. You got 20.
I've done
21
it.
18 left. More of you.
Guys, yeah. I've done it. Numerous times I've had to give a speech and I'm like, I'm not drinking again until I get done with dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you gotta as in the immortal words of Matt Bronger, you gotta
soak
up
the
night.
Yeah. Do you wanna be going when Bob Seger's old time rock and roll comes on? I do. I wanna be on that dance floor. That's every Van Kirk wedding I've ever
ring ding 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 ding.
That one's in there.
Oh, that one and the greatest wedding reception song of all time, Earth, Wind and Fire September.
Oh no,
that gets everybody on
That'll
the dance
get everybody
floor.
Up.
Yeah.
Sure. That'll get everybody
Makes
up.
Makes sense.
So this guy caused a disturbance while being intoxicated at an Eau Claire wedding.
Do you realize, though, Dan, what you're talking about is that everyone gets messed up at weddings. Everybody.
Right. Well,
so the level of the disturbance that has to happen. Like, it's like Star Wars. There's a disturbance in the Force.
At one point, somebody go, that's it. I'm calling the cops at a wedding reception.
You think about, like, at like a Little League game, like a disturbance, the bar is very low before you're going to. At a wedding, it's so high.
One time I was at a wedding, and a buddy of mine that I was with, so we had a bartender at the cocktail hour that we made friends with. This guy was making margaritas perfect. So we get into the
reception.
Naturally,
you befriend him.
Yeah, we get into the reception area where you have your assigned table, and we find out that our bartender that we like is completely on the other end of the room. But I'm like, I'm only going to that guy because I'd already given him $40. Because you do that, you don't have to wait in another line the rest of the night.
He's like, he's bringing you up.
Well, so
I'll be right there, Dale.
So, I got another picture for you.
This is what I should have told on my final crab feast. So, I go, Raph, let's go. We got to go to our guy, right? So we go to our guy, and he's not bartending. And we're like, are you bartending? He's like, no, I'm the supervisor. We needed another bartender out there, but out here I've got it covered.
You're
I'm
too
like,
good
dude.
To be managing.
I go, you were making the only drink I wanted. And he goes, I got you. I'll make you drinks.
So
he goes, and he makes us our drinks, right? We're waiting there, right? And then Raph's like, hey, you want an edible? And I go, sure, dude.
Come on,
so
Dan.
I do an edible. And now they start bringing in the wedding party. And
Dan is
we're stuck on the other side of the dance floor because that's what's
it's
in the middle.
Like being on the, it's like trying to cross the street when a parade comes
or
around.
Or a train. Dan,
you're on the other side.
For all you feasters listening, there's a little bonus that I should have threw in that final farewell feast. Well, we're waiting on the other side of this dance floor. They bring in the maid of honor and the best man. They bring in everybody 2x2, like, you know, like they do. Yeah, dude. That DJ. And now. And if you're in Chicago, you get a, it's 6'6 from North Carolina.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's like, and now.
Gang.
Yeah, he's like, and now, let's put it together. We've got a special song queued up as we welcome the bride and groom, Mr. and Mrs. And every light in the room goes out.
Whoa.
Okay? But it's still dust, so you can see everything. But all of his lighting, music, everything's out. The whole lighting system, electric unit has crashed. Mm-mm. Okay? So they start to come
right
out.
Right at the intro.
Right
only when you're on edibles.
So they're supposed to come out, and we're sitting there.
Kicking in.
We're sitting there, and you're starting to feel a little tingle, right?
Sure.
And they're like, come on in here. Cheering for them. But the bride and groom, they plan this moment, and they're not accepting it, but people don't care. People start being like, come on in.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, no. So then they go back out. They had started to come in. They go back out into, like, the entry area. They're not in the room yet.
Bride
and
I go,
Raph, let's go out there
it's
and see how they're doing.
It's
right?
Not how I planned
let's
this
go out there
three.
And see how they're doing.
So then we walk out there.
Damn. Horrible. That's like guy going, I'm just gonna climb into this group. Because
I'm doing the thing of like, I'll go out there.
Let's go ask this girl how she's feeling at the worst moment.
We walk out there, and she is fuming. She doesn't see us.
Of course.
But Tom, the groom, he sees us, and Tom looks over with a face. I've seen this guy go headfirst into so many things in his life, and he looks at me, and he goes, mm-mm. Because he knows we're coming to be like, guys, like, it's all right.
Yeah.
And he's like,
nah, we got some Jimmy Buffett margaritas over here. Come on, man.
Hey, Dale, whip up a picture.
So then Raph and I go back in the door we were in, and I'm like, okay, well, we got to get across this dance floor. So I tried leaning into the bride and groom. I'm like, I'll just lean in on this whole wedding. Ugh. So we walk across it, and now you get everybody like, what? Like cheering for you, but we like do a little dance across.
She did.
So we sit down. We've each got two margaritas, right?
Boy.
We start drinking those. About 10 minutes goes by. Here comes bartender friend, rolls over. He's got a tray of margaritas.
He's got a tray. He's been back there working
at
the table.
Everybody at the table. And then it's a really fancy wedding, and every table has their own server, like guys waiting for you. And I could tell he was a cool kid. I go, hey, man, you want one of these edibles? He's like, hell yeah.
Oh!
So then he starts doing this. And then, I'm not shitting, we are halfway through. We finally get halfway through the margaritas that were brought. That guy shows up again with another fucking tray of margaritas.
And the lights are still out.
Yeah, well, no, they finally get them fixed. They bring everybody back in.
He's like, I got a ball cap.
And now I am cruising. I am soaring into this thing.
You're drunk.
Dude, I'm drunk on margarita.
High on an edible,
right? Yeah. And I don't know to this day if that's the greatest DJ I've ever known in my life.
It was.
But he was taking old school classic rock with like new beats.
Yes,
and I'm just out there dancing. And then I guess at some point they tried to do hey, let's all get around the bride and groom while they dance. Mm-hmm. And I saw that as my opportunity to really do it. And I went full on, danced. I didn't dance with. I danced on the groom doing this whole dance.
On him.
Yeah, and I get done, and I'm crushing, but I get done. Everybody's
literally
loving
crushing
it.
His ribs. Yes.
Everybody's loving it. Yeah. I'm doing a full bend back all the way and then coming all the way back
up. You can do that?
Yes, sir. I'm doing fucking straight legs.
You can now.
I can do a straight leg pop, no problem. Uh-oh. So I get done with all this stuff, right? Everybody is loving it, and I get back, and my friend goes, dude, look at the bride. And she is staring like right at me like, you fucked up another one of our moments.
Another.
Dan, and I'm going to bring it all the way back to the story of this episode. No one called the cops on you.
That's what I was about to say. And so yeah, you did all that.
So someone would have had to do so much more.
Well, I was just having a good time. What did that guy do?
I was just having a good time.
Before we get into it, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And then when we come back, let's get back into this story.
We got it.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Well, all right, welcome back to the show.
I wasn't like causing a problem.
No, Dan. But
I did leave by 10:30.
Yeah. Well, hang on. It was also your opinion that you weren't causing a
problem. No, I got vouchers.
Dan, this is like the Burning Man of weddings. All right, so what happened to this guy? Let's get into
then
the story. Dan.
Come on.
We did leave by 10:30, and I ate pizza that night.
Good.
Okay.
Solid.
The man was asked to leave the reception after he tried to dance suggestively with an elderly woman.
Yep.
Get back here with that walker. Come on.
You know, I don't call it a walker. I call it a twerker. And then he puts his ass.
That walker can hold my weight.
Let me straddle your face on your scooter right now. Roll us around this
Zachary.
I'll show you what a lark
I'll sit
is.
On your scooter handlebars facing you, Grandma. You
get over here, you little rascal.
You are your little rascal.
Zachary A. Roberts is charged in Eau Claire County.
Oh, boy.
Eau Claire County Court with two misdemeanor counts of disorderly conduct and a misdemeanor count of obstructing an officer. According to the criminal complaint, the county sheriff's deputies responded to a wedding reception at 9:14 p.m. Oof. That's a cop who loves details.
Yep.
On September 8th, on the 7300 block of Otter Creek Road in the town of Washington for a fight in progress.
Everyone remembers where they were on 9/8.
Yep. 9:14.
In that wedding.
Yeah. So the cop shows up to a fight in progress. Roberts was in a physical altercation with two other males when a deputy arrived. So they're going 2-on-1 on Zachary A. Roberts.
He's taking it, though.
You know who I blame on this?
You guys want to dance? Who wants to fucking dance?
Let's dance. September all on the field. Good.
Do you know who I blame in all of this? It is Wisconsin. Bobby Dassey. I'm blaming Bobby Dassey.
I'm telling you right now. They probably refused to play Clarence Carter's Stroking.
Yep.
And he said, I'll fight anybody in here that doesn't want to hear Clarence Carter's Stroking.
I'll fight you is what he said to many people, and two people took him up on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So according to the criminal complaint, cop shows up for a fight in progress. Roberts was a physical altercation with two other males when the deputy arrived. A woman said she was on the dance floor with her 5-year-old. When Roberts came onto the floor and started pushing people around.
Oh, this guy.
I told this DJ to play Out Come the Wolves by Rancid. He's a mosh pit.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say he's probably a step relative.
I'm going to say
you need somebody.
Like, how many times did he have to hear from the DJ? No, we don't have bulls on parade.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Hey, man, can you guys play Mother?
No Danzig. I don't have any Danzig.
No,
I'm sorry.
No Danzig.
You guys are fired. No. Sir, you are not affiliated with who hired us.
Hire or fire these people.
You need to go out on a farther limb, Sickler. In fact, break that limb off and throw it to another tree, because the woman said she didn't think anyone at the wedding knew who Roberts was.
So it's like, find
even
out.
Even better. Yeah. Old Zach Roberts is at it.
Wedding crasher.
Ma, I'll be right back. Let me go see what that sound is down the street.
In a suit.
Some men asked Roberts to leave after his incident with the elderly woman. Because nobody wanted that.
You know who didn't want him to leave?
The elderly woman.
Yeah. Most action I've gotten
in
years.
Exactly right.
In years.
This ain't my wedding.
before leaving the dance floor.
It ain't my funeral either.
This isn't nice, but it's funny, and it has too few of details for me to really care, so I love it.
Let's hear it.
Before leaving the dance floor, it was then that Zachary A. Roberts pushed down the 5-year-old girl.
Oh, come on.
Well, then fuck everything.
Jay. I'm hitting the top and bottom of your family tree,
shut
motherfucker.
The child.
I have a 5-year-old.
My daughter just turned 4. I know what that would be like. I'll tell you what. Look. Zach Roberts would be getting an ass whooped before he'd get the arrest. He'd be going to jail.
I would if I saw someone push my daughter down, I would stomp his face.
I would De Niro stomp him into
I would American History X curve. I would pick up every teacup and every just start whipping it.
I would make sure he had
head.
No teeth left. I would curb the fuck out of
that. I would take my belt off and choke him out. I'd just be holding it up here.
Jay walks up like, you guys mind if I use this ridiculously sized vase centerpiece really quick?
We can take these home, right? Because bam!
And you know,
into his teeth. Into his teeth.
You know it was like
push the kids. Get the fuck out of here.
Because you know it was
his
like
reception sucked.
Just really down on his knees. What are you looking at, Punch?
You guys' fucking candy table sucks. Your pasta hors d'oeuvres suck. I spit in that fucking chocolate fountain.
Chocolate wonderful in my ass.
You asked me if I wanted only one cup of coffee. You should put a table out.
Oh, you know what else sucks? That new show Spirit on Netflix.
Bam!
It's a movie about horses.
You know that kid just he walked. I'll go. And as he took one step off that dance floor, just pushed that kid down.
Now what?
Right. They told him like, oh, we'll tell you what.
And
you know,
did he yell get some? I bet he might have yelled get some.
Right as they were chasing him out, he's like, you guys having a midnight snack? You got pizzas coming in.
But you know,
taco truck outside.
You know when the kid got pushed down, like one kind of step cousin yelled out world star and just videotaped.
Oh no. Oh,
the other reason I can do that about the 5-year-old is because no one was injured. Roberts was taken to the Mayo Clinic Health System in Eau Claire, where a breath test showed his blood alcohol level was what?
We get to guess. All you can, so we've established this since you've done this show. You can, since you are a guest, you can either go first, Tig, which is between two of us, because she chose to go between the two of us, or third. Where would you like to guess? BAC.
I'll go C.
Okay.
You're going to go third?
Third.
Okay.
All right. I'll go first. I'm going to say this dude is wasted. This dude is beyond wasted. Uh-huh. This dude
is... I mean, is he Van Kirk at a wedding with an edible and margarita pitcher?
I knew
on
when to
tray?
Leave.
More.
I knew when to leave.
He's a .29.
Okay.
Wow. Not a .08. A .08 is legal limit.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he's .19.
.19 from Randy Sklar. Jason says .29.
I think he's a dick, and you mix it together, and that's what happens.
You don't get... Oh, you obviously know.
No, he knows.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the way I look at this. Mm-hmm. There's two ways. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the way you said,
Jay said
is,
I said
he
that
is wasted
beyond all control.
You're a little dialed back
because
reserved,
I think it's part of his personality.
But I also think he could be a veteran too, and he might be like a .09. You know what I mean? And this is just he's just a real asshole.
I never liked that kid. Sober as shit.
Yeah, this was his chance. Like fuck that.
I mean, if that's true,
I like that old lady. I've hated that kid. Yeah. I had no drinks.
I got the old lady's got a great ass.
Oh man,
and this kid's a punk.
I just collected a chip. I'm 200 days sober. I don't know what you're talking about.
He would have been 0.0.
He passed it with flying colors.
It's gonna. I'm gonna go high too. I'm gonna give it a point.
.29.
I'm gonna go with a 2.8. I'm gonna go with Price is Right and just dip on that.
Okay. All right, Zachary A. Roberts had a blood alcohol level of, when he pushed down a kid, hit on an old lady, showed up at a wedding he was invited to.
Got into a fight.
Tried to fight two dudes outside, and the cop says no one was injured, so that didn't even work.
No, right. Before you give the answer one more time, name of the album is?
Get a hold of yourself.
Get a hold of yourself.
November 20th.
November 20th. That's 3 days ago when once this dropped.
Yep.
So it's out.
It's out.
Right
now.
Pick
get
it
up it
where
now.
You get your albums. Rate it. Review it. Do your thing, man, and you will love it.
Thank you so
That's
much.
That's it,
guys.
Period. December 10th, by the way, we're at Largo doing Dumb People Town Live.
Mm-hmm. Will Forte,
Is our guest. It will sell out.
It's just over 2 weeks away.
Get your tickets now.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
There we go. Oh, and also we mentioned live Dumb People Town at Sketchfest
at Cobb's Comedy Club, 10:30 on January 11th, the next day, our birthday.
Yes.
Continue.
Zachary A. Roberts had a blood alcohol content level of 0.31.
Oh! Oh!
Jason Squar.
I was almost there.
I know.
Jay, you were three. Like, by the way, 0.35 is just pouring straight vodka on the
into thing. The breathalyzer.
Into the breathalyzer.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Damn.
Just because I have it and people are going to want to wonder, we can do a super quick round of how old he is.
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is going to get it right? Guess the age. Guess the age.
How old
do you think? Okay, all right. Where do you want to go? First, Tig, or third?
I'm going first.
Okay. How old do you think this guy
is? This is guess the age. He's taking everything you know. You know how much he's drank. You know what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to hit on an old woman.
Mm-hmm.
He pushed a kid.
I'm going to go, I really want to say like 29, but okay. I'm going to go with 33. I'm going to settle on 33.
Jesus. 26. He's 26.
26 years old.
I think
Jason
he's 48.
Club. 48.
Get out of
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Right in the middle of pushing kids and hitting on
old and way too old to be doing shit like that.
Yep.
Because that's the way you can go. You can go, he either thought he was age appropriate for the woman and should have pushed a kid, or he thought he was still a kid.
Okay.
All right. So what'd you say, Rye?
33, 28,
26.
26 from Jason.
48.
48. One of you is exactly right.
So now we get to play the game of who do you think is exactly right? I love this so much.
Ryan says him.
I am right.
I think I'm right.
I'm sticking to my guns. Sticking to my guns.
Because once or twice I've gone away from myself and I was right.
Mother. Okay. Zachary A. Roberts. A man who had a
I'm so glad
blood,
you did this, by the way.
Blood alcohol level 0.31. Pushed a 5-year-old. Pushed it. Salt and pepper style with an old lady. Went to a wedding he was not invited to.
Got into a fight outside.
Get those answers in right now, townies, because Zachary A. Roberts is 26 years old.
Oh!
Yes! We're high-fiving in Dumb People Town.
High Wire Act. Okay, guys.
So young.
That's it. All right. Listen to me. Follow Ryan Sickler. Follow him on the Instagram. Again, I love it. It's
at Ryan Sickler on all social media.
On also at Ryan, S-I-C-K-L-E-R. Follow all of us. Go see Dan live whenever you can. Get a chance to see him.
Heck
but
yeah.
See us at Largo. See us at Sketchfest in San Francisco at Cobb's Comedy Club on the 11th.
Get the new album.
Get a hold of yourself. Get a hold that's of yourself you and get a do hold it of the album. And oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.